It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, thanks to Thompson Whiskey.
Yes, yes, once again, joined by Matt from Thompson Whiskey, who's about to hydrate me another time. I'm so excited. Every time he has a big, awesome, what is this thing again?
It's a chili bin.
Chili bin. I always forget the freaking name. Wait, what's the other name for it? The Australian name?
Esky.
That's the one I think of. Anyway, thank you for joining me once again on The Drive Show.
Yeah, well, good to be here. I rushed in from work, couldn't find a park, you know.
That's a classic story.
It's not going to work out. And then, boom, got here on time. And so
perfect.
It's all good.
And you've got a sort of weapon in your hand, it looks like.
So if anyone was listening, hopefully someone, text in if you were listening, I'll be impressed.
If there's any regular listeners and you were bearing witness, please text in.
I was listening last week. So we were talking, I don't know how we got onto it, about Japanese ice balls. And this was...
awesome segue.
So when I was in Tokyo a few years ago, I was at a bar and someone ordered... Fuck it. Sorry. I'm gonna actually have to cut them down as well because they're a bit big for the glasses. But someone ordered whiskey with a Japanese... I mean, I don't know how you say that in Japanese, like...
We'll whiskey find out.
It's probably got a name.
Someone will text in. Some know-it-all out there.
Poetic name. But what they do, so bartenders at the beginning of the shift in this particular bar would make ice balls out of blocks of clear ice. They wouldn't use molds. And then they put them in a glass, which is tapered, which is wider at the mouth.
Yeah.
So it sits above the bottom. And then it looks frosted like a kind of snowball because they've hand chipped it out.
Yeah.
And then they pour whiskey over the top and then it goes clear, you know, but it's still imperfect and still cool.
Beautiful. Yeah. So Matt talked a big game last week about doing it.
Because I hadn't, when I tried to do it last time, which is ages ago, up on BFM, we...
be careful, oh my God.
I had to sharpen up a fork to try and do it because I didn't have one of these ice picks.
Holy
It is
freak.
Just water.
Yes, it is just water, but it is quite a show. He's just stabbing this ice ball with this pick. It's quite...
I'm going to have to knock it in half, I think.
It actually looks really dangerous, but it is awesome.
You can see that it's got the ability to carve, though.
It's beautiful.
See, I can carve this ridge in here.
It's quite specific where it goes.
Yeah, whereas if you've got just a one-point ice pick, then it just breaks the glass apart, whereas we can see I'm actually trying to cut this ball in half so I can get it.
You're doing a good job, and you just literally did it. That's amazing. Will it fit? No, that's fine.
I should have. I got up early and did these, so they were done the same day. But
fresh ice?
But then too? I didn't really measure the glass.
That's okay. The glasses in the BFM studio are not really glasses. They're sort of... plastic bits, but that's okay. Any vessel will do.
So, all right, we'll put this in because it's just a bit of glass.
Beautiful.
It's going to fit. And so there's some technology with getting the... when you need the pick. I noticed that you can buy them online now, actually, so they're more available than they used to be. But you need to freeze a solid block of clear ice.
Mm-hmm.
And how you do that is, you know when you freeze ice cubes, it's got a frosted bit in the middle?
Yeah.
And why that is because it freezes from the outside in, and the last bit freezes and expands.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes that bit, right?
Yes, the bit.
So if you stick a big ice cream container like in the freezer and try and freeze it, it'll have that broken bit in the middle, mm-hmm. which means you can't make the balls. So.
Because it would snap from the inside.
Yeah. So what you do is you... I got some yogurt containers and I wrapped them in bubble wrap. Or you could use something like, you know, a reflective visor that you put on your windscreen in your car. So something like a big container, plastic container that you might keep cereal in.
Yeah.
So that's good because it'll freeze from the top down. You wrap that up and put it in the freezer.
Oh.
And that's how you can get a solid block of clear ice.
With no bits inside. And we're about to have a whiskey on a rock.
Yeah.
What the heck?
So for all that effort.
For all of that effort. Yeah. There are some beautiful blocks of ice.
We're just going to pour some whiskey over.
Oh dear, oh dear.
We do with tapered glasses, but it's radio, so just imagine.
You've done the perfect pour as well. That's awesome. Very impressive. A man of his word. Someone texted in. They love it. Hey, cheers, man.
Cheers.
That's awesome. Cheers. I'm really not this is how I know I'm like aging, is because I'm like, this looks quite delicious, delightful, spectacular. I'm going to have a sip.
So it is straight whiskey.
Yeah. It is straight whiskey. It's beautiful. It's a very, I feel like that's a refined whiskey. Not that I know anything about it, but I feel like I can tell the difference between something that's kind of like goo and something that's delicious and like, how would I describe, sophisticated.
Thanks. Well, this one, so what I personally, I don't really like ice and smoky whiskey.
You think smoky like, whiskey, that's what it is. Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
So this is our two-tone blend, which is our most classic, which is, it's called two-tone because it's been in ex-wine barrels and American oak, ex-bourbon barrels, the two kinds of casks, but it's just a smooth, light, good any time of day whiskey, and I thought it would go well with the ice.
And you thought, well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Delicious drop. Where can people find this whiskey?
Oh, right. So, well, at all good, you know, wine shops and shops where you'd expect to buy it. Retailers. You know, Glengarry's been pretty good over the years. Liquor Land, Cairns, there's so many. Forest Hill, Liquor Land, they're pretty good as well. And you can go to our website. Plenty of bars have got it. So, go and try it.
And you can get ice picks now on the internet.
Yeah, I thought it was too short a notice, but it would have been good if I could have ordered a whole lot and then go to our website and get them. But.
That's always an idea. You can always make that happen at some point.
Yeah.
People will appreciate a custom Thompson whiskey ice pick.
Yeah, which is one.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You should totally do it.
Maybe we should. But yeah, so if anyone actually does this, which no one is going to do this, but if anyone does, we'd love to see a bottle. Sorry, we'd love to see a shot.
Mm.
There could be a bottle of something coming out to you if you do that.
Did you hear that? There's a low-key potential competition giveaway happening.
Well, I just thought on the way out, got to all this effort. There's no way anyone's going to do it. So if someone does, I'll be very impressed.
No, it's beautiful. And I think that's probably like a refined sort of crafty practice in Japan.
Yeah.
Very few people really know or even appreciate.
So
good on you for bringing it into this
video. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I love it because we would just put a block of ice in.
Yeah, and be like, yum, yum. Yeah. But this is giving, it's actually kind of like an interactive art piece.
Yeah.
Actually, handcrafted and delicious.
Nice one.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
Look at that.
All right, cheers.
Here we go. It's a perfect drink for this kind of weather too because it is kind of like smoky and grey outside too. So Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Matt is your aunt. I mean, no. What was your grandfather's name again?
His name was Lloyd, but Tommy.
Tommy, that's right. I meant to say Matt's your aunt, Tommy's your aunt. Anyway, look, moving on. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your awesome liquor with me.
Thank you. All right. See you next week.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Thompson Whiskey.